Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Pro football, full circle, hour number two. Mike Carver joins Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. As we get ready here for the off season, a lot to do. How you guys doing today? How was the first hour, Scott? Was Joe okay today? Was he upset about anything? Or are we coming in on an even playing field here for hour number two? Is everything all right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm copacetic. No major issues, but we still have time. So. He's trying. This was the dumb comment of the day from him. Ben Roethlisberger or Eli Manning?
Who's better? Well, I know that Joe likes to call him Rottenberger.
He sucks.
Rottenberger. What is it with you and the Steelers, Joe?
That's true. Now the Steeler thing. You're right. It didn't dawn on me until he's trying to tell me Eli Manning was better than Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, come on.
I said two Super Bowl champs. I said the way they get viewed with everyone, especially in terms of the New York Giant fans. As much as you could bash Eli Manning, you could make the argument that Giant fans believe, obviously, he was a top 10 quarterback statistically. They feel he's a Hall of Famer without a doubt. And if we're talking Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning, it's comparable in the sense they both won two Super Bowls. Roethlisberger looks better on paper, but at the end of the day, you can't bash Manning for what he accomplished in New York.
I think you can. I know a lot of Giant fans that aren't high on Eli Manning.
I know a lot of Steeler fans that think Rottenberger sucks.
No, they don't complain about
Rottenberger.
Maybe this past season, but over the course of his career, they love Roethlisberger. Giant fans didn't necessarily fall in love with Eli because Eli never showed a personality. Who the heck knew he had this personality? He's going on a four-letter network now, and he's all laughs and everything. He's like, where was that for 17 years? The guy lived like he was in a morgue, for goodness sake, for 17 seasons. Didn't do anything. Didn't do commercial. Didn't do anything. And now, all of a sudden, he's Mr. Glib there. If he would have been lit this way, they would have loved him a hell of a lot more, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but Manning has two of the most iconic Super Bowl throws. Yeah. I mean,
all he has, though, Joe. That's all he really has. I told you, I gave you the list. Basically, he was a losing quarterback. His overall record, it wasn't good.
Yeah, but you get Eli in the postseason, and I think a lot of people would sign up saying, you know what, we feel confident that he can lead us to victory.
Those defenses won those games. Come on. He wasn't winning shootouts with Brady, right?
He wasn't winning shootouts in Brady. I think for 10 years, Joe, if you gave me one guy 10 years of their prime, I'd have to. You got to take Roethlisberger. You have to.
I don't even think it's close.
Now, one big game, maybe, just to win one big game, maybe you could talk me into Eli, but over a long haul of years.
All right, let me ask you this.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't. I don't think it's close.
Come on. How many Hall of Famers did Roethlisberger play with? Hines Ward, Jerome Bettis, Willie Parker, those wide receivers, Antonio Holmes.
You could do that with everybody, Brown. Can't you?
Antonio Brown. But no, show me the Hall of Famers that Eli played with or had on the offensive side of the ball. Ahmad Bradshaw, Brandon Jacobs.
Tiki Barber.
Mario Manningham.
Good receivers.
On.
Solid.
Plaxico Burress was maybe the only one.
Shoot me on Burress.
Come on.
Yeah. Tiki Barber.
Come on now.
117. I mean, his record, his career record, Eli, 117 and 117. Roethlisberger's 165-81, Joe. Come on.
Yeah. All right, but it's not even making close. Yeah, but we're saying that. Wait a second. We're also saying that
he picked
Eli,
his lot. You know what? He paid. He didn't want to go to the Chargers. He was too good for the Chargers. Oh, no, they're not good enough for me. No, so don't complain about, you know, players he played with. When this was the hand-picked team, he cried like a little baby during the draft. This is where I want to go. So, you know what? You pick your soup, go ahead and eat it.
Well, what about the other guy who's linked with them, Rivers, Joe? You want to take Rivers over Roethlisberger,
no,
too, or no?
No, stop. Come on. Rivers never won a Super Bowl. Could we stop
I understand
now?
He Come never on. Won a Super
but,
Bowl. But
we're talking – I'm not taking away from what Big Ben did, okay? I'm not. But at the end of the day, Manning's got two Super Bowls. He is a Hall of Famer based off of that.
So does Jim Plunkett. You taking him?
Come on.
I'm just telling you. He's got two Super Bowls. So does Jim Plunkett.
First of all, Jim Plunkett deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, number one. Number two, he played at a different time, and we're talking about Eli Manning not doing anything, just being a 500 quarterback when Ben Roethlisberger made it to all those playoffs because of the team around him as well. I mean, you don't think those dominant – look, I mean, come on. All of the players that Roethlisberger played with, not just offensively but defensively. Are we serious? Troy Polamalu? I mean, come on.
He did play with the better players, Joe. I'm not going to disagree with you there. I won't disagree with he had the better support system around him. But you can also make the case that those two Super Bowls that Eli won, the defense was the reason with the way that they got to Brady. And he made plays. I'm not going to say they didn't. But
So the Super Bowl that Roethlisberger won against Seattle, he did that on his own?
He did nothing in that game.
All right. So,
nothing.
Okay. So,
zero.
Could we just
in fact, if you put the
work?
Four, if you put the four quarterback Super Bowl, you know, performances together, you'd rank that one by Roethlisberger against Seattle last of the four between their four Super Bowl wins, no question about it. He'd also have the best one, by the way, beating Arizona in that game. Pro Football Full Circle, Carver, Wetzel, and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. We'll come back. Some interesting new markets for the NFL from our friends at BetMGM. We look at them next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, and Scott Wetzel here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us here today. So as we continue to look for more things to bet on in the offseason, I stumbled upon a few things this morning on BetMGM. Now, this is not available in every state, as we like to say with a lot of things, because New York is still catching up on a lot of things. But in New Jersey and several other states, you can bet a few of these things. So, all right, boys, here we go. How about quarterback to take the first snap in the regular season? This is week number one. They have six different teams that we can bet on here. Let's start. Arizona. Who will take the first snap in week number one? Now, look, Kyler Murray minus 700. Obviously a heavy favorite. But if you think maybe something does materialize in the next few months, any other quarterback, plus 450. Scott, can you nibble on any other quarterback besides Kyler Murray?
That's interesting. I like that. I thought it was going to be for the first game, but this is for the particular team. So, yeah, I would take 450. I got a chance for a shotgun anyway. I got, you know, it was maybe some, it is Cliff Kingsbury. You know, he created football as well. So I would take, You know, you got the injury factor over the summertime. You got the holdout because, you know, crybaby Kyler Murray wants out. So, yeah, I would grab the 450. I would.
Joe?
No. No, I would take Kyler Murray's going to be there. If anybody's not there, it's going to be Cliff Kingsbury. So I would, if I had to make this bet, I would lay it. But I'm not taking this in any capacity.
You don't want to lay 700. That's for sure.
I did eyeball it. There's one that I do like, and I have.
Okay, I'm going to give you all of them, Joe. So you, when we get to that one, you will tell us which one we like. I would actually.
Let me ask you to throw this in here real quickly. You know, Joe, and if you think it's Murray, that's cool. I wonder with BetMGM, you know, they're not going to get anyone betting 7-1, right? I mean, is someone silly enough to do that? It's only going to be I'm going to bet the underdog or not. So I wonder how they settled in on 7-1 where they're not going to get all one side betting.
Well, I think it's because of the off the, they know they have an opportunity to capture the market because of what's going on in the offseason. There's no real news, right, outside of Kyler Murray.
No, but you want even money betting, though. So why make it 7-1 where nobody realistically is going to bet on Kyler Murray? Don't you want to be able to get even money? If you're going to bet this, you're betting the underdog. So it's all going to be coming in on the underdog. Why would they expose themselves like that?
Well, because I think you'll get people that say that there's no way that the Arizona Cardinals could afford not to have Kyler Murray under center next year.
Yeah, but you think that, and you're not going to bet 7-1, though, right? Or 1-7.
No, but
really?
I mean, but at the end of the day, Scott, you bet 5-1 on the what was it, the coin toss or the defer,
yeah.
Super Bowl, right? So there's going to be some moron that's going to bet 7-1. A few that might have money. I mean, you might get somebody that lays out $10,000.
This will
on
be one of these
one
of these guys that goes to the window. Let me put $7,000 down to win $1,000. Is that going to be one of those?
Mattress Mac might do it. Mattress Mac.
You'd be an idiot.
You do run the risk of an injury situation there in training camp with Kyler Murray. Just, and really with any of these guys that you do right now, you run that small risk. All right, the next one I'll give you. Denver Broncos. Ooh, first snap, week one, regular season. Teddy Bridgewater, plus 500, 5-1. Any other quarterback, minus 800.
Right. It's flipped the other way because of Rodgers.
Yeah.
I would take a shot on Teddy B. See, now on that one, I would take a shot, 5-1.
Scotty.
Yeah, I would do the same. I don't think Rodgers is going anywhere. Garoppolo would be the next one. You know, are they willing to give up you know, the team is in flux. They're trying to trade. You know, they're selling a team. Who's really in charge? 5-1. Boy, they clearly, if you believe that these guys know ahead of time, they're clearly telling you that they're getting themselves a new quarterback. But for a couple of shekels, I would take the 5-1.
I mean, minus 800. How could they bring that guy back next year? New coach, Hackett. Does he really want to mess around with Teddy Bridgewater? I don't know. That's tough, but you don't want to lay the 8. It's just like Murray. The laying on these is so big, you don't want to lay it either. The minus 800.
This is where we were talking last hour, Mike, about how if Green Bay re-ups with Aaron Rodgers, that makes Jordan Love expendable.
Yeah.
Would Denver, with Hackett, you know, being from Green Bay, say, "All right, Green Bay, we'll take him off your hands. You don't need him. You know,
he's worked with them. You would think that he maybe, or that might be the reason why he doesn't want to take him off.
Or that too. Yeah, we automatically assume he likes him and all that, but maybe that's like no.
This kid sucks. We don't want any part of him. The New York Giants quarterback to take the first snap in week number one. Daniel Jones minus 400. Any other quarterback plus 280. Scott.
I would go the minus 400. That would be my limit on how much I would lay. But yeah, I'd be shocked. I'm not buying into the trade talks and all that other stuff. No, it's gonna be him, unfortunately.
Joe.
Now this is the one that I do like, and it's for a reason. One, it's stable. All right. Two, you have Daniel Jones coming off a neck injury, and granted, it was a strained neck. But do we know that for a fact? Do we know he's not one hit away from being on the IR or having another situation where in the preseason he gets hit and he's 100%? So for me, this is the one where I would take any other quarterback at plus 280. I know it's shorter odds, but at the end of the day, I believe that, you know, obviously you have to take into consideration the injury.
It sounds like you're taking it into consideration more for the injury than the Giants would go get themselves a new quarterback.
Right. Well, there's always Russell Wilson. And here's the one thing. There's been talk about, and we heard it earlier in the show, I don't know how true it is, Dan Graziano said the Eagles will get Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts is there. If Dable had the opportunity to get Russell Wilson, they can sell Mara on that immediately. Hey, oh, we no know doubt. You love Daniel Jones, but we're getting a Super Bowl winner, a polished quarterback. He's mobile. I can work with this guy. He had no real weapons around him outside DK Metcalf. I mean, come on. I mean, they would drop Daniel Jones in a heartbeat to get Russell Wilson if it was feasible for them to do it.
I don't disagree. I think that the Giants, if Russell Wilson was available to them, I think they would. I think he's the only guy. Is there anybody else?
No.
I don't think there is, right? Is there anybody else the Giants would make a play for besides Russell Wilson?
I don't think so.
Aaron Rodgers. No. I mean, if somehow.
I don't even know if they'd do that.
Yeah, he's so old at this point. No.
No, the Giants would take Aaron Rodgers in a heartbeat. Dable wouldn't take Aaron Rodgers.
You get Aaron Rodgers, Joe, you need to have the team to be able to win this year. This year you have to be able to win if you're getting Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if the Giants are there. Whereas Russell Wilson, I think you could sell him. We might not win it all this year, but maybe in 2 or 3 years because he's still got some years left.
Here's the problem with Russell Wilson. He's going to have a $37 million cap hit. What's Daniel Jones, about $10 million? He's still on his rookie contract. That's lot of extra money to have to fit. I'm not saying you can't, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. But, boy, you're going to bring in Russell Wilson, and then you're going to decimate your team. What's the point?
I mean, 37, Scott, starting to sound like a bargain when you hear what some of these guys are about to get. Carr with 40-plus million and all these guys.
How are they going to fit? I don't understand how they're going to fit that in. I don't get that. I mean, I know there's different ways, you know, but, I mean, for these older guys, you can't keep on pushing it off.
It is amazing. It really is. All right, Pro Football Full Circle. We're going to come back. We got a few more of these quarterback props on BetMGM. Carver, Lisi, and Wetzel, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. Keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Scott Wetzel, and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us today. As football season has ended, so what happens on Thursdays and Friday afternoons now, boys? I'm smashing my head against the wall watching golf bets. watching guys miss putts.
I can't do that. God. I'll bet bowling before I bet golf.
I love it. I'm hooked, man. I am into it deep. I mean, we've got several guys, top 10s, top 20s, top the feed. We're all over the place. We're only 3 hours into the round, and I already hate a few guys. So that's what I'm doing now that the NFL has packed it in for the year.
Baseball, preseason games.
Yeah, today, Scott, those guys are doing real well. They met for 15 minutes. Big meeting between the players and the owners today. 15 minutes, and they walked away. Like, honestly, can you find two bigger groups of idiots than the MLB players and the owners? They're just
chop them. That's
games.
It.
Games dying as it is, and now they're going to go and do that. I mean, it boggles your mind. It really does. How dumb these people are. We're looking into these quarterback to take the first snap of the regular season props that our friends at BetMGM have put up, available in several states, including New Jersey. We've gone through half of them. Let me go through the other half. Now, Joe brought up Russell Wilson with the Giants as maybe a reason to bet that plus 280 for them to have any other quarterback besides Jones. That takes us, Joe, actually, to Seattle. and Russell Wilson. Who will be the first quarterback to take the snap in Seattle? Russell Wilson minus 400. Any other quarterback plus 280. So the same line as the Giant line. 400 for the incumbent, minus 400 for the incumbent, plus 280 for a new one. So, Joe, if you're in on the Giants at plus 280, then you should be in on Seattle at plus 280.
And I am. And I am. And the way Russell Wilson played last year, he sucked. Let's make no bones about it. He sucked. He really did. Russell Wilson, I hope you're listening. Did you run? What happened to your running ability? Break, contain. You want to improvise? Because that's your game. You want to sit in the pocket and throw, thinking that you're back at Wisconsin or NC State when you're playing ACC defenses? Yeah, you can get away with that, but his game completely changed. I mean, go back. I'll talk about it when the season was on the line, when they had an outside shot to potentially make the playoffs. He targets DK Metcalf once in the game through three quarters against Washington. I mean, look at his rushing totals this year. I mean, he did not run for first downs at all to sustain drives or to maintain time of possession at all, put his defense out there. He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer. Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the dangerous videos. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
Wow. Ooh, Scott.
He's not going anywhere. He's got a $37 million cap hit. No team realistically could trade for him and keep the team the way they have it. They got a win-now head coach who's closing in on 70. The last thing he wants to do is start fresh. You know, you only have chances at these kind of franchise quarterbacks once. And, you know, give me the last time a franchise quarterback was traded. It doesn't happen. It really doesn't. So it makes for good fodder in the offseason, good speculation. But laying only 4-1, I like that pick.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think that Wilson's going to go anywhere. We've heard this for 2 years now. I thought that maybe they would blow the whole thing up, but it doesn't seem like they're going to. I think we're going to get one more year of Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson in Seattle. I do agree with you on this, though, Joe. I thought last year was his first really bad year. I know he was hurt for the first time also in his career. There was a lot of things that didn't go well for him. But that was the first year where, like, let's be honest, since he's been here, the Seahawks were not competitive. They weren't in the run for a playoff spot. They make the playoffs pretty much every damn year since he's been there. That was his first kind of step back year, I thought, for Russell Wilson in Seattle. We'll go to the Saints now. Saints, as we know, no more Sean Payton. He's gone. They went this year with Jameis Winston and several other hacks. Winston is a free agent. Now, they have Winston at plus 340 to be this quarterback that takes the first snap in week one. They have any other quarterback at minus 500. What do you think, Scott? You think they're going to bring back Jameis Winston here in New Orleans to be the starter, or are they going to go with the great Taysom Hill who they gave all that money to?
Boy, plus 340. I would say yes. You know, the new head coach has got to realize, you know, he was there. He saw Taysom Hill suck, right? I mean, so he has to realize he's not the answer. You know, unless they draft a guy, you're giving me plus 340, right? It's not minus 340, so I would say, yeah. You know, they spent all that money on his surgery. They sat by, you know. They did give him the team. Now, it's a new head coach, but, you know, they did say, okay, you're going to be our guy the preceding year, so I don't know if anything necessarily changed. So I would dabble on the plus 340 with Winston.
Joe?
I would agree with Scott because look at the off-the-field issues with Alvin Kamara. What's going to happen there? Are they going to, you know, it's a defensive-minded coach with Dennis Allen, spearheaded that defense. They have no real, what's going to happen with Michael Thomas? Outside of Michael Thomas, is he going to be there? Probably not, or do we know for a fact? You know, Callaway's okay. There's not a lot of playmakers on the perimeter for this team. So if Kamara's, let's say, has off-the-field issues now with the arrest, what happens there? Now you have no running back. You have no real wideout. Yeah, I think you stay with Winston.
I think the Thomas situation's interesting because you could tell that Sean Payton had a major problem with him, but Sean Payton's gone now. So maybe there's some reconciliation that can happen between Thomas and the Saints. I would actually play this Winston plus 340. This is the first one that I actually really like out of all these that I would play is Winston plus 340. I think there's a good – it seemed like he had a nice mix there before he got hurt. He was playing pretty well, wasn't making stupid mistakes like he had in the past. That could be an interesting spot going with Winston at 340. The final one on the list is the New York Jets. Kind of weird that the Jets would be thrown into this mix. Zach Wilson, of course, minus 1,400 to be the guy. Any other quarterback plus 700. So 7-1. Very weird that a team, obviously, second-year quarterback. I mean, I haven't heard any real rumblings that the Jets are ready to throw, even though they should, throw Wilson to the curb yet. That's kind of random, Scott, to see that one as the last one on this list.
Yeah. See, I would never lay that just because of the injury factor. Who the heck knows? You know, some guy could sprain his ankle. He's not starting week number one. So, but I would be surprised, you know, unless they really think, oh, my God, this Zach Wilson really does suck, and he's just not. The only thing I can think they would say, Mike, is that, all right, he's our quarterback of the future, but he showed last year he's not even close. And he really isn't. He's not even close to being a winning quarterback. And if you're Robert Saleh and you think, all right, you know, I'm in a city where the other team fired their head coach after 2 years, three straight times. This is year number two for me. I wonder how long I have, you know, and maybe he does make a case for a veteran quarterback to be brought in, you know, more than a Mike Glennon. Well, not Jimmy Grapp, you know, but a Jameis Winston or a Mitch Trubisky or somebody that can hold, Ryan Fitzpatrick, but somebody like that, that we just, you know, we have a realistic guy that we can bring in and start, you know, if they bring Flacco back, would they hand the ball to Flacco again?
Well,
he's there. You got to win games.
Joe,
I mean, you can't be another 3-14. Otherwise, Salah's going to be out the door, and he's seen guy be awful, right, Wilson?
This is what I'm talking. This is why these retreads in the air. I would take a bag of potatoes over Joe Flacco.
Joe.
Are you kidding me? He sucks. He's old. Can't move. I mean, give me Mike White. Give me a kid that is a little gutty. You're going to give me Joe Pinata Flacco?
Come on.
You got to win games, Joe. You have to win.
Joe Flacco can't win games. Come on.
He'll win more. He'll win more than Zach Wilson.
I think Wilson stinks.
I wasn't a big back for Wilson either. But if we're talking best quarterback, I mean, Joe Flacco. I mean, you could get somebody out of the old age home that could throw better and move better than Joe Flacco. Come on now.
I don't think he's that bad.
He's washed up. If he was a fighter, he's a tomato can.
Again, he's better than Zach Wilson.
Fighter, he's a tomato can. Listen to Joe.
Right? Is he better than Zach Wilson? Is he better than anything else?
Put it this way.
And I will tell you, against our beloved Dolphins, by the way, you know, the guy you're ready to throw to the trash heap, who ignored me at a wedding, by the way. I digress. 24 of 39 for 291 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He ignored you because you were wearing a purple tux, but that's besides the point.
He said he didn't know. He never heard of WFAN radio. I'm like, okay. You grew up in New Jersey, but you never heard of it.
Your name dropping. No,
I'm saying I don't like the guy. He's a putz. He's a personality zero. I get that. But, you know, in the one game with the Jets that he played, he threw for close to 300 yards and 2 touchdowns with no picks. He's got something left.
Nah, he's washed out. He could see the punches coming. He can't get out of the way. Can we just stop already with Joe Flacco? Listen. His agent needs to be told, listen.
I'm not starting him for 17 games. I may be starting him, though, for week one, you know, if Zach Wilson isn't any good, if my job's on the line. Flacco type, that's what I mean.
I think all these guys suck on the Jets, and they should go find somebody completely different than anybody they have right now. Flacco, White, Wilson, they all stink. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, and Wetzel, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Coming at you here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Carver, Wetzel, and Lisi here with you. All right, Joe, I got to ask you about this.
Go ahead.
Because I saw this today, and I know this is right up your alley. You're chomping at the bit for the return of the USFL.
Yes.
So today, I know you're a big jersey guy, looks good on the screen. They released the jerseys for all these teams. I don't care so much about that, obviously. The New Jersey Generals, by the way, wearing like a, almost look like the Rutgers colors, a little red and white. It looks awful, actually. Some of the other teams look pretty good. I don't know. Houston Gamblers look sharp. But forget the uniforms, Joe. I got to ask you this, because I know that you're going to be, you're very into this USFL coming back in the spring.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Was I reading yesterday correctly that they're not even playing the games in these home cities? That they're playing all the games in Birmingham? So
yep.
You're telling me Michigan, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, Houston, and Birmingham are all going to be played in Birmingham, Joe. Did I got that correct?
You got that correct, and I can tell you this. I'm looking at the uniforms right now. I'm all in on the Birmingham Stallions because they look like Boston College. They have a
They're going to have their home game every single game also, by the way. Well, no matter where they're playing, they're getting the home game.
Here we go. Here we go, raining on the parade already.
It's already raining.
Tampa Bay Bandits. I tell you what, my favorite back in the day was the Breakers, the Boston Breakers. They used to have when Marcus Dupree. Remember Marcus Dupree used to play
with the big glasses. Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma. Houston Gamblers are wearing what they used to wear under Jerry Glanville back in the day. I like those. That was where your guy, Jim Kelly, started his career. Yeah,
absolutely.
New Jersey.
You tell me
Generals.
They held on to the rights? They held on to the naming rights all these years later for these goofy teams?
I guess so.
Michigan Panthers. That's where the late Sam Mills used to play. Montclair State, former New Orleans Saint back now, in the day. Bobby Hebert was a Michigan Panther.
Bobby Hebert. Yes. Jeez, this is tough. So they're doing the draft lottery?
It's not tough. It's football, baby. Let's go.
They're doing the draft lottery today at 3 o'clock Eastern?
So they're, I should be there.
How about the pool for that? Who are they drafting today, Joe? Who's in the USFL draft lottery pool?
All right, so let me go through. New Orleans Breakers have Larry Fedora, the former Southern Miss and North Carolina coach. Jeff Fisher is the coach of the Michigan Panthers. Okay? I'm looking through the list now. That I knew. Mike Riley. Remember Mike Riley, Nebraska Mike Riley.
How could we forget him?
Oregon State.
Oh, yeah.
He's coaching the New Jersey Generals, baby.
I'm betting against them.
Kevin Sumlin, former Texas A&M and Houston head coach. He's back with the Houston Gamblers. Maybe he can win 8-5 is the norm with Kevin Sumlin back in the day.
You know who I would draft first?
He sucked, Todd Haley, by the way. He's with Tampa Bay. Todd Haley sucks. I'll tell you, he's the one team. Tampa Bay, I'll tell you, the one scrub that you're betting against right now is Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, to me, with Haley at the helm, he lays up like tin cup. He's going to be afraid to open it up. Watch, he'll run 50 times a game.
You might have some of these quarterbacks. You know who I would draft number one if I had to ride on how they determine who gets drafted or whatever?
Skip Holtz!
Tom Brady. Wouldn't it be just like Tom Brady? You know, he's done everything you could do in the NFL. What's the difference? It's boring. He doesn't want to stay at home with the wife and kids. We all know that's going to take a little bit of time, a month or two. But I would say he'd call up the NFL early April and say, listen, guys, let me in. I'll buy in. I got money to spend. I want to invest. I want to be the face of not only the franchise. I now want to be the face of the league. Give me a team or something. I bet you, wouldn't it make all the sense in the world for Tom Brady to come out of retirement and play in the USFL?
Listen, you say a lot of crazy things on this network, okay? A lot of crazy things. That might be the most asinine thing you've said on the
what?
Network. But I love you. Opposite.
He doesn't want to get beaten up in the NFL anymore.
He wants to get beaten up by a scrub offensive line at the USFL and get his brains beat in at the USFL level with some B-rated linebacker looking to take his head off. That's what Tom Brady wants to do. You're right.
Yeah, he doesn't think about that. He thinks he's 10 times better than these guys. This is like playing high school football for him. Yeah, it's like going in the backyard. It's like the Brett Favre and Jerry Rice TV commercials. Yeah, let's go have some fun. Why not? I don't have to study game film. I don't have to go to meetings. I don't have to do any of that crap. I just go basically play football, have some fun, get out of the house for a couple of days. Oh, absolutely. I could see that, absolutely.
You think this is like the longest yard? What's up, superstar?
Yeah, there you go.
You think he's Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds. Yeah.
What's up, superstar?
Great movie.
All right.
That would be pretty good if they did that. If the first team just said, "Hey, you know what? We're gonna take Tom Brady. He's retired from the NFL now. Whether he plays or not, the amount of publicity." That, because let me just tell you something. I mean, we're in the minority here. You think people know that the USFL is restarting? You got another thing coming. So it would actually get them some juice for maybe 12 or 24 hours if somebody did take them with the first pick. I don't know who's eligible. Is this like, Joe, like, you know, the third string safety at Navy? Or
yes.
You know, third string safety at East Carolina?
No, there's some big
names.
Is
eligible for this draft?
All right, you want me to go through some of the names? Yeah, there's a list. Here's some.
Give me the quarterbacks. Just give me the quarterbacks.
Well, I don't have that yet. I'll give you the running backs. Trent Richardson.
Come on. Joe.
Yeah. Remember Davion Clowney?
Where's Joe Flacco when we need him? Come on.
Davion Smith.
I need to know the quarterback.
Wait a second. Davion Smith from Michigan. He's the guy that got his head taken off by Jadeveon Clowney in the bowl game, okay?
Right.
Corey Coleman.
Wow.
Wide receiver with Baylor. Okay. Who else do we have? I'm looking. It says 15 skilled. I'm trying to look for the quarterbacks. It's going to be like, let me see. Quarterbacks USFL. This is funny.
Mike Glennon.
No, Mike Glennon. Come on. Hang on.
I hope these aren't the quarterbacks in here. I'm looking at a list right now.
Where do you see that?
Well, no, there's a list that somebody put together that which pro gunslingers could be under center in the USFL, which has their. Here's some notable passers on the free agent market if they wanted to reignite their career. Matt Barkley, 31 years old, has been a backup in the NFL his whole career. You have Cody Kessler on this list, Joe. He sucks.
USC.
Kelly Bryant. Jeff Driscoll. God, Landry Jones.
Jeff Driscoll isn't bad. Hey,
Ryan Mallett. Ryan Mallett. I used to love Ryan Mallett.
Before behind.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I'm telling you. You know what you do? You get with these owners, and you call up Eli Manning. You call up Philip Rivers. You call up Tom Brady. You call up Drew Brees. And you say, guys, give me 1 year. You're all investing in all these things. These guys are investing in casinos and betting sites and everything. You give us 1 year. You give us 1 year shot of credibility. And now you're going to, you know, we'll give you a team or give them something, you know, to do this thing. You get them to all buy in. And now you got yourself a league. Now you got yourself publicity and people paying attention for one stinking season. That's all you need. 1 year, guys.
Yeah. It's true. But Chad Kelly.
I think they would do it.
Chad Kelly. How about that? Led the 9.5-point underdog beat Nick Saban in Tuscaloosa back in 2015.
Now, you said Kevin Sumlin's the coach at Houston?
Yes.
Will he pull Johnny Manziel out of retirement since they were together at Texas A&M? Get Johnny Football into the U.S.
Johnny Manziel. Or I will say, back in the day in like, you know, Brooklyn, you know, when Manziel was lighting it up, this Johnny Manziel is doing, wow, Johnny Manziel.
Who said
that's what they all used to say. I had some friends that used to call him Johnny Manziel. I just think it's funny.
I don't know, Joe. This is going to be a tough sell. I don't like that they're playing all the games in one site either.
The uniforms are great.
I don't like it, Joe.
You know what it is? You're negative before. You're buying into Jon Rahm hitting freaking golf balls. I mean, come on now.
Jon Rahm
wins
the money.
Yeah, exactly. Only chance they have is if there's no baseball. If baseball is back by then, You're starting your league in the middle of the NBA and NHL postseason.
I mean,
golf's in full swing. Got the Masters right around then. No one's. They should have. We talked about this last week. Right? They should have started their year 2 weeks ago, the off week in between the two Super Bowls,
yep.
and then played games Super Bowl morning, early afternoon, right before the Super Bowl.
That's
how you get publicity.
Joe, don't say the Alliance. Didn't the last league that tried to do this didn't even finish the league?
The Alliance League, and they did the same thing with playing the games at Birmingham.
Well, they played games all over the place, didn't they, the Alliance? Or they played all their games in one place?
They played all over.
No, I'm looking right now. I tell you, these Michigan Panthers, these Michigan Panthers unis look pretty cool.
Well, I'm glad they're going to look good. Man, can you imagine who's showing up in Birmingham for Houston
they might
Gamblers
get a huge turnout.
And the Jersey Generals, or whatever they're called. Who's showing
up
for that game?
They might get a huge turnout. Don't laugh.
Joe, I love your optimism. I know
they won't get 5,000 people. They really won't. Unless there's somebody from Alabama and Auburn on those teams.
You know, that's why Trent Richardson's in the draft.
go get the quarterback there, Coker.
Hey, the games are going to be televised by NBC and Fox.
They'll make it work.
And I tell you what, the Fox and NBC are pumping it out on their Twitter, which means they have a vested interest. I'm telling you, this will work. This will work.
Just because it's on NBC doesn't mean it's going to work.
It's football.
They're sending out tweets.
XFL was on NBC too, Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was on Channel 7.
They had more problems than what network they were on.
It was on Channel 7. It wasn't on NBC.
I'm talking about the first XFL.
Oh, back in the day?
The first XFL was on NBC.
But now you have two major partners. You don't just
Joe, I want it to work as much. I would love to. I need to see that it's a quality product before I put any actual dollars on it.
Yeah.
I can't just go out there and blind bet Cody Kessler, quarterback in the Gamblers. I just can't.
Here we go. Why? You got to see how it played. We got to see how these teams
formulate We've seen it happen. How many times do you have to be hit over the head?
I thought the XFL was enjoyable. I was watching those games and covering it for sports.
You're a diehard.
Trust me. Yeah. I would watch USFL football over the NBA.
Well, there you
Major League
but
Baseball
that shows you
and,
you got
and the National
you,
Hockey
though.
League.
Joe, they've
right,
got
that's
you
there,
all.
But that's you, yeah. You're part of the, you know,
they've
it's like
already
a radio
got
host.
You, Joe.
Yeah,
they've
you
got
to get 20% that love you, 20% that hate you. What's 60% other? That's our goal. So they got you. You're part of the 20% that's going to watch, you know, football freeze.
It's great. They need the average Joe. The average Joe, not Joe Lisi. They need the average Joe to actually watch and bet.
The average Joe buy in Birmingham. I guarantee you they have a sellout crowd first game.
Oh, I'll bet anything you want against that, Joe.
Now that one, me and Scott will bet you on that one, Joe.
Yeah.
Then I gotta have a sellout crowd.
And which game? No. They're having 10 games in Birmingham. So which one? Yeah. I never heard of such a dumb thing, right?
pro football full circle. Carver, Wetzel, and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. We come back and wrap it up on the grid right after that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Coming at you right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Carver, Lisi, and Wetzel with you. Did you have an official quarterback list, Joe? Did you say you dug that up?
I don't know if this is true, but I'm starting.
It's got to be bad. If you're laughing, it's got to be bad.
I am starting to get nervous. You ready? Here's four quarterbacks I saw already. David Pindell, UConn. DeAndre Johnson.
What?
East Mississippi. East Mississippi Community College.
Joe.
Why not?
Joe, take it all back now, Joe. Take it all back now.
Bobby Frolick from Wittenberg University, east of the quarter. Hang on, A.J. Bush from Illinois. Okay, we evened it out a little bit. Here's another one, Aaron Ellis from University of St. Francis. I don't know how true this is, but if this is the case, we're in trouble. I hope there's some good quarterbacks on this list. Oh, God, help
Tom
me.
Tom Brady. Here you go, Tom Brady. We have an opening. That is beyond pathetic. That is beyond pathetic.
That's awful.
Oh my God.
That can't be right. Can it?
Awful.
Can that be right?
It can be right, Joe. It can be right. That's bad.
I bet they don't even play a game. I bet they don't even play a game.
Well, look. Once we got the rosters, Lisi can handicap it for us when we'll put a little bet in on who's going to win the league if they finish. Hopefully we get the bet back if the league doesn't make it the whole way through. But Lisi can give us a cap. He's actually watched these guys play, Scott. He's watched these guys at the Southern Mississippi Community College play.
It's a peak of high. Might as well call it the peak of high. Oh, my goodness.
Great job, as always. Andrew Torres, Mike Carver, Scott Wetzel, Joe Lisi. Pro Football Full Circle, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Joe's recap and a draft tomorrow, right here on Pro Football Circle on the grid. See you then.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.